Olson, Auckland, New Zealand, February 17, 1893. Dear Brother Olson, our American mail reached us here in Auckland just yesterday afternoon. Willie did not go to Sydney when Brother and Sister Star and Emily and I went. We expected he would bring the mail when he came, but he could not, as the mail was about a week later than usual, so we had to wait for it to go to Melbourne and then come here to New Zealand to us. I am able to walk short distances, for which I feel grateful to God. I can walk quite well and go up and down stairs with a little help. Yet I am encompassed with infirmities, but do not have the least disposition to complain. We were all uncomfortably sick on the steamer coming to this place the first day, but Emily and Sister Star were sick during the whole trip. Willie was of great value to us all in our sickness. He made an excellent attendant. I felt greatly relieved to have him with us, for he was so thoughtful and attentive, neglecting nothing. You speak of taking into consideration the fact of my expenses here being great. I shall receive no more wages than I have done, but I do not know as I can say the same of Willie. He runs behind, for he has to pay high for his board, and then sustain a family in Battle Creek. This is all I have to say. In regard to royalty on books published in Scandinavia, I should not consider it right to transfer $1 from that field to Australia. I wish you would act as my agent to invest, or advice to be invested, in the interests most needed at the present time to help advance the work. I have felt that the time would come when a school would have to be established in different localities in foreign fields. To take from these fields the royalty would not be according to my mind. In Sweden and Denmark there will be very close times, and all that they have of this royalty, wisely invested under your counsel, will leave my mind at perfect rest. I have the idea that young men will need means to fit them to go out in the field. The same I have to say in regard to Switzerland and all the books published in Europe. I thought if I could have the royalty on books published in America, I would appropriate it in this foreign field. Now I think you understand my wishes. And yet I do not wish to give up this royalty to the hands of those whom I have little confidence in their wisdom in regard to appropriating it. In reference to Captain Eldridge, when this reaches you, you will have received a duplicate of a letter I had written to him as a reply to a letter he had written to me. I have little confidence in the depth of Captain Eldridge's interest in the office of publication. I think I would inquire who has had all the advantages and privileges he has had, and yet is constantly excusing himself because he has not an experience. When will he get the experience? Will he wait until the judgment? It will be too late then for any one of us to obtain an experience essential for the test and trial of that day. I have no faith in Frank Belden's interest in the office. Both of these men have pursued a course and developed just the measure of their interest.